Kabul, 1975. The winter air fills with the sound of kites battling in the clear blue sky. For 12-year-old Amir, this tournament represents everything, a chance to finally win his father's approval. Beside him stands Hassan, his loyal servant and best friend, ready with his famous words, "For you, 1,000 times over." What happens after Amir wins the tournament will haunt him for decades, a moment of cowardice in an alley where he witnesses Hassan's assault by neighborhood bullies and does nothing to stop it. This single act of betrayal forms the moral center of The Kite Runner, a story that spans continents and generations, exploring how one moment of weakness can shape an entire life, and how redemption, while never easy, remains stubbornly possible even in the darkest circumstances. The relationship between Amir and Hassan embodies the novel's central tensions. Though they share childhood games, their lives are divided by privilege. Amir is Pashtun, a wealthy businessman's son, while Hassan is Hazara, ethnically marginalized and illiterate. Hassan's defining quality is his unwavering loyalty. He confronts neighborhood bullies when Amir lacks courage. Their favorite activity is kite fighting, where Hassan excels as a kite runner with an uncanny ability to predict where fallen kites will land. When he runs to retrieve Amir's tournament-winning kite, calling, "For you, 1,000 times over," he unknowingly heads toward tragedy. Bully Asif corners Hassan, who refuses to surrender Amir's prize, resulting in his assault while Amir watches, paralyzed by fear. This moment reveals how their friendship crumbles against Afghanistan's social hierarchies. Unable to face his guilt, Amir eventually frames Hassan for theft, forcing Hassan and his father Ali to leave. Years later, we learn Hassan was actually Amir's half-brother, born from Baba's affair with Ali's wife, deepening the tragedy of their broken bond. A boy who won't stand up for himself becomes a man who can't stand up for anything. These words from Baba reflect Amir's childhood struggles. Baba represents everything Amir isn't: physically strong, morally certain, respected. His disappointment in his bookish, timid son creates a void Amir desperately tries to fill, driving many of his worst decisions. When Soviet forces invade Afghanistan in 1979, they flee to America, where their relationship transforms. Despite working menial jobs, Baba maintains his dignity. Seeing his father adapt to immigrant life, Amir develops new respect for him. As Baba faces terminal cancer, he focuses on securing Amir's marriage to Soraya, an Afghan-American woman. After Baba's death, Amir learns that Hassan was actually Baba's son. The man who spoke so firmly about honor had hidden his own moral failure for decades. This revelation forces Amir to reevaluate his father's legacy and his own identity. Baba's character, both honorable and deeply flawed, suggests people contain multitudes capable of profound goodness and devastating mistakes. I dream that Lala flowers will bloom in the streets of Kabul again and rabab music will play in the samovar houses. This sentiment captures the essence of exile. In America, Amir builds a life as a novelist, while the Afghan community in Fremont preserves fragments of home through cultural traditions. Despite outward success, Amir remains haunted by his past. When Rahim Khan calls in 2001 saying, "There is a way to be good again," Amir knows he must return to Afghanistan. The country he finds is unrecognizable. His childhood neighborhood in ruins, women absent from streets, and public executions replacing kite tournaments. Amir learns that Hassan and his wife were murdered by the Taliban, and their son, Sohrab, taken by a Taliban official, none other than Asif, Hassan's childhood tormentor. This journey forces Amir to confront his past sins while offering redemption. The contrast between his youthful Kabul and the devastated city reveals how personal and national histories can be ruptured by violence yet maintain threads of continuity. I wondered if that was how forgiveness budded. Not with the fanfare of epiphany, but with pain gathering its things, packing up, and slipping away unannounced in the middle of the night. When Amir confronts Asef to rescue Sohrab, the fight becomes his penance. As Asef beats him, Amir laughs through broken teeth, finding relief in finally being punished for his betrayal. The turning point comes when Sohrab uses his slingshot to shoot Asef's eye, enabling their escape. This creates poetic justice, Hassan's son using his father's skill to save Baba's son. Amir's split lip even mirrors Hassan's hair lip, physically marking their connection. Redemption proves more complicated than a single heroic act. When bureaucratic obstacles threaten to separate them, Sohrab attempts suicide, showing that good intentions cannot easily erase trauma. In America, Sohrab remains silent for over a year. This realistic portrayal suggests that redemption requires ongoing commitment rather than a dramatic gesture, the slow, daily work of building trust. The novel's most tender moments occur in its final chapters as Amir and Soraya care for traumatized Sohrab. When Soraya teaches him piano, it becomes his primary expression, playing a single note over and over, a metaphor for both his damaged psyche and search for harmony. At an Afghan community picnic, Amir demonstrates Hassan's kite techniques, prompting Sohrab's first smile in over a year. In the final scene, Amir offers to run a fallen kite for Sohrab, echoing Hassan's words, "For you, 1,000 times over." This conclusion suggests that while complete healing may be impossible, new beginnings remain possible. The return to kite flying creates a sense of completion, not a perfect circle, but a spiral, acknowledging both the past's persistence and potential for change. The kite symbolizes connection across generations and worlds, linking Amir to Hassan, to Afghanistan, and to his childhood self, showing that human bonds remain our greatest source of healing even after betrayal, war, and exile. We all carry invisible weights, the moments we failed others, words we can't take back, chances we didn't take. Amir's journey shows that while we cannot change the past, we can choose how we respond to it. His avoidance deepened his wounds, while healing began when he faced his history and took responsibility. The novel connects personal and political histories. Afghanistan's turbulent decades mirror Amir's internal struggles, periods of innocence shattered by violence, followed by exile and rebuilding. This parallel reveals how individual lives are shaped by larger forces, while personal choices affect others across generations. Redemption is possible, though never complete. Sohrab's hardly there smile at the end is small yet significant, a sign that recovery has begun. Amir's atonement doesn't erase his past, but creates space for a different future. The kite runner reminds us of our shared humanity and universal need for forgiveness. When you see kites dancing against the sky, remember we all can betray and redeem, wound and heal. Sometimes the most courageous act is simply being there for someone, running toward their pain instead of away from it, saying through our actions, "For you, 1,000 times over."